Okay, now, you know, we had talked about the media, and you did call Sean Hannity, is that correct?
Well, I've tried to call Sean Hannity, and I've left email messages with him, but he won't respond back to me on anything that I've got to say. I mean, he only wants to hear what he wants to hear. He won't listen to what I've got to say. So I've emailed him, and I haven't got no confirmation back from him.
Have you tried any other media outlet at all?
Oh yeah, I tried. I've tried CNN. I've tried CBS, NBC, Fox News as a whole. I've tried a lot of them. A lot of them major networks, and they won't return your emails.
Yeah, I've had some serious problems even getting. You know, I'm trying to get mainstream and actually get some newspaper coverage on this without, you know, and I will in the end, but it's like, it seems like the major outlets have no room whatsoever with this. Hey, we've heard that already. There's a couple guys already on record, and, you know, that seems to be the general attitude with it.
Well, and now, see, you gotta take a look at it. I mean, you gotta consider the sources. I mean, okay, you've got Sean Hannity, you've got Michael Savage. These are your conservative people. You know that I once respected. You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you this is, you know, I used to not be a liberal. I used to not be a conservative. I was just, you know. There was a lot of viewpoints on both sides of the road that I believed in, you know, but I wouldn't go down either way. Since I've come back home, I tried to stay out of the middle of the fight, but the longer I keep going and the more I keep on listening to these nutheads in the press, such as Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all these other big conservative individuals, it makes me want to get to the point to where I want to become a Democrat because I'm sick and tired of hearing what these conservatives won't want to listen to. You know, they'll sit there and they'll yank their lips and they'll give them lip service, you know, but they won't do anything else above and beyond that, you know, and listen to what the American soldier who has served over there has to say. They immediately want to discredit somebody like myself. You know, but I don't see them strapping on a gun and going over there and fighting the battle. I don't see them walking a mile in my boots or in the boots of another soldier that's been over there. Am I somebody who is very ticked off at that? Absolutely. You know, I am very absolutely ticked off at the fact that there are people out there that consider themselves better than myself, consider themselves better than another soldier that has been over there and given their lives for a belief, a call that they believe in, yet they want to sit there and they want to run their mouth and they want to tell me immediately, oh, well, I'm wrong. I'm the one who's the expert because I'm the one who's been there. I've been there in 140 degree temperature where people are shooting at you day in and day out, where you've got to sit there and be thousands of miles away from your home, listen to your wife tell you how much that she loves you, and you can't even put her in your arms and hold her. You know, when you're sitting there thousands of miles away defending your country, these people like Sean Hannity, these people that are on the major news groups, need to stop and take a listen to the American soldier and listen to the one who is the genuine expert instead of sitting there being the pulpit preacher, you know, or they're sitting up there preaching their good works and their knowledge and whatever else they think they know about Iraq. They don't know nothing about what's actually going on in Iraq other than the coal process or any of that other stuff. You know, as far as it goes, I'm glad if anybody wants to call me a liberal, they can call me a liberal. If they want to call me a Democrat, call me a Democrat. I really don't care, but I know that I've been there. I know that the other 149 other soldiers that I served with in Iraq that have been there and what they went through, and you can't tell me anything about Iraq that I don't already know. It makes me sick to hear people get on the media and don't have a leg to stand on. They don't know what they're talking about, and yet they want to sit there and badmouth somebody who's already been there. That makes me sick. That is worse than a traitor, as far as I am concerned, because they're not taking the time and getting the facts. You're immediately considered, if you're sitting there saying something anything about this country or whatnot, you're immediately said, oh, well, why don't you go move to that country, or why don't you go do this, or why don't you go do that? I've already been there.
I hear go home on a weekly basis when I'm covering these protests, which is the most idiotic thing I could, you know, I think anybody could say. It's just a knee-jerk, you know, Republican reaction. They'll drive by in their big, huge Humvees, and they'll scream out, why don't you go home, or why don't you go to Iraq? And we say, of course, our response is, why don't you join up and go? And I keep hearing that that's what the soldiers are over there for. I mean, how do you feel if people were to call you a traitor right now?
Well, you know what? They don't matter to me, because I know down in my heart where I've been. I know down in my heart I've seen little kids running out from the middle of nowhere, butt naked, skinny as a nail, because they haven't had anything to eat. Their mama and papas ain't nowhere around to be found. I've seen these little kids be used to throw improvised explosive devices into U.S. convoys. You know, when it comes down to being a traitor, if they think that that's what it involves is being a traitor or whatever the case might be, fine. That's okay with me, because I know that there's plenty of people that have spread or have spilled their blood so that they can have their little opinion, their little 2 seconds worth of opinion. That's about all that it boils down to, 2 seconds worth of opinion. Those kind of people don't even merit a deep conversation with, because they just don't genuinely understand. They just don't genuinely understand. That's what it boils down to, is that, you know, they always see to the edge of their wallet. That's all they tend to see, to the edge of their wallet. They don't want to see nothing else. And you know what? I know why the Iraqis hate us so bad. I know why the Muslim world hate us so bad. It's because we are so free. We are such a great nation, yet we choke on our own freedom.
Yeah,
you know?
That's an irony I see, you know. And, you know, this whole discussion is becoming heated, you know, right now. The American public is finally, in my mind, they're finally starting to wake up. And it's like, when they do, you got somebody standing there in Congress calling, you know, probably one, Representative Murtha, who put the resolution across to withdraw from Iraq, he's probably one of the most hawkish Democrats, pro-war of all. And his motto was, this is for the troops. This is not about politics, it's about truth. And they called him Michael Moore the next day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see that on the news. I mean, there's always going to be somebody out there that puts a spin to it. I mean, it's going to be a never-ending story. I mean, we're fighting a battle. We are fighting a battle that is at a time. I mean, that's literally what it's coming down to, is it's one mind at a time. But, you know, if it was their son or if it was their daughter, they were over there giving their lives, you know, for a bigger cause, then I would think that they might stand back and you know, review what it is that they're spouting out. You know, their anti-sentiment, you know, their anti, you know, this, or their, you know, their, you know, we're not good, and, you know, we're too good for you and all this other stuff, you know. So they would step back and they would think twice about what they're, you know, what they're doing and what, and I, like I stand up, point blank with somebody and tell exactly what I think and what I feel. But no, I've been there. I've seen the damage and the devastation. I've got the pictures of it. I've got the t-shirt. I know what these Iraqis are wanting, and we're giving it to them. Now it's time for us to go home and let them do what needs to be done. And that's still their own country.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I really, you know, I think that says it all. That's really, you've been there, and, you know, I think you have the right to have your viewpoint out, you know, and I am making sure this gets to Congress. I'm talking to John Warner right now and the House Committee, the Armed Forces Committee, and it seems like now they're paying attention. I'm going to make sure that, you know, I get you in contact with some of these people, because, you know, this is something that needs to be put in a national debate and a forum in front of the public. Not the hell with Congress. I mean, you know, 500 and some guys voting. What about the, you know, I just saw the survey the other day of, I think it's now 87 or 88 million people have actually taken an opinion poll at one point or another in the war and said, enough is enough. And here we go, more troops. We're going to redeploy another 90,000 troops in the next year, and no end in sight, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.